Alrighty, it is recording. It is recording. Okay, so today's day seven, guys. I hope you all had a great weekend. I really, really hope so. Laura, I hope you feel better. I know that on Friday you were a bit under the weather. I really hope you're feeling stronger today. I also hope that all of you guys had time over the weekend to catch up. I know that these things are coming thick and fast at you on top of everything else that you guys have to do for your businesses. So I hope over the weekend, I really, really hope that you had a bit of time to go through everything that we covered last week and did most of the exercises, if not all of them, because the thing is, every day that passes, it's like trying to catch up on someone else's age, if that makes sense. You know, the closer you get, the further they move up. Okay, so and I think that's the thing with these. If you miss a day, especially if you miss a couple of days, when you're trying to catch up, this thing is moving forward. And then by the end of it, we're going to be on 21 days and you're going to have 25 of these ideas and you will still be on idea number two because you haven't implemented anything, because you have not, you haven't even attempted to get an outcome, from these. Remember, we're not doing these for intellectual entertainment, you know? even though for most people, anything that has to do with learning is usually done to tickle the brain, you know, to entertain the person. Because most people, as we know, most people do not do anything with the stuff they learn. We know this. Some of those people are us, right? We buy all these books. How many books do we have in our bookshelves that we never even implemented anything in the book, you know? I remember a story Tony Robbins tells in one of his programs, saying that somebody would buy, I think that's most of us, right? Buy a book about losing weight, because I'm using that because it's one of the things that almost all of us at some point in our lives, we want to achieve a goal of lesser weight than what we have. So Tony talks about this in one of his programs and he says, so the book would tell you all about, you know, the theory of losing weight. And then the author would say, now close the book, put the book down and get off the couch and do push-ups, right? And he says, well, most people, the only push-up they do is to just push the page and move to the next page. Nobody actually closes the book, gets on the floor, does the push-ups. That is part of the reasons why a lot of books that we buy, a lot of programs that we sign up for, we never implement. We treat them like a soap opera on TV or a series on Netflix. We just look forward to the next exciting episode of the thing. Like, oh, what is he going to talk about today? Let me go listen. Guys, this is not what this is about. Okay, this is really not what this is about. Entertainment may be part of it, but really it's about you taking action on these simple ideas. I'm keeping them simple for a reason, because I don't want them to be complicated. I want them to just be seamless and natural for all of us, you know? And I've done these. I've actually done these things, you know? And I can understand in my case, because I desperately needed to, you know? A lot of these things that I'm teaching you, I had to do them. I had people breathing down my neck, needing to have their salaries paid, employees that I had at the time. And I was so desperate to find cash, put cash in the bank, so that I can pay these people. And in other times, there were other reasons why I needed these to implement these. So I'm really hoping that you've got motivation to actually implement. I just thought I'd start with that motivational talk. How did I do that? Okay. Hopefully I'm lifting you up on this Monday, guys, to remind you that you're not in this to be entertained only. It would be so nice if you could be entertained and make money at the same time by actually implementing these very, very, very simple ideas. So, so what else am I doing this for? Because I always have to remind you guys, we are now a third of the way. 21 days, we're now on day seven. So we're finishing our first 7 day segment. We're gonna go to the second 7 day segment of day eight to day 14, and then day 15 to day 21. So we're finishing our first segment of first 7 days. So let me remind you, what are the reasons why we are doing this? One is to help you guys identify low-hanging fruit opportunities. Low-hanging fruit opportunities to inject cash in your businesses. Let me repeat. To identify low-hanging fruit opportunities to inject cash in your businesses. Because some of the things I'm teaching you, you may find that it, based in your own situation, just by having this idea that I shared with you, you may start to see opportunities in areas that are related to what I'm saying, but that are not necessarily and specifically what I'm saying. But the key is taking action on the opportunities that you see. So that's another reason why we're doing this, is so that you are always able to identify these low-hanging fruit opportunities. The other reason is a long-term one. You know, for me, to feel that I've achieved my objective with this program is if for the next 20 years, the next 50 years of our lives, we can all start wearing what I call money goggles. Imagine, I just want you to imagine if you had goggles that were attracted to money, everywhere you go, you just put them on, wouldn't it be nice, right? You just put them on, and the moment you put on those goggles, all you start to see are dollar signs in every opportunity in front of you. Imagine that. If we could wear money goggles where we see opportunities everywhere we look, well, there's no such thing, right? But this is the closest thing to money goggles. Because now the things you already have around you that you did not have a way of identifying as opportunities to inject cash in your business, guess what? Now you will start to see those things. And my long-term goal is that beyond the 21 days, for the next 3, 5, 10, 20 years, imagine I get an email from you saying, you know what you taught me in 2020? Now it's 2032. I still make money by following some of the things you taught me. For instance, last week, this is what happened. You know, so I want you guys to really start to have money goggles where you identify capital. Basically, everywhere you go, all you see is capital. You see dollar signs. And by the way, some of the most successful people in business, they have these goggles. They see dollar signs everywhere they look, where ordinary people don't see. You know, they're stepping over the dollars everywhere they walk, ordinary people, because they don't have money goggles. I told you last week that people who are financially successful in business, they've got two things, among other qualities, but these two will always be present in them. One is a skill of selling. They're good at that. They're not sleazy, like, you know, those sleazy type salespeople that give you the creeps when they try to force you to buy their thing. No, they actually talk to you in a way where you feel compelled to buy what they have because it's so inspiring. That's one. Two, the other skill that they have is the skill of raising capital. And unfortunately, the sales part is relatively easy because you can learn that. There are books everywhere, there are programs everywhere where people are taught how to sell, right? Even in most cases, unfortunately, even though it's done very badly, but it's there, right? But there's no school for learning how to raise capital. We always have to rely on the gurus and the experts to raise money for us. And that's what I'm trying to break with this. You know, I'm trying to break that with this to say, actually, we can do this ourselves. And that's why I'm teaching you guys to see, to have these money goggles, to see these opportunities everywhere you look. Now, what am I going to teach you today? What is going to be our challenge today? Our challenge today is OPS and OPBA, okay? That's what I'm teaching today. I'm teaching OPS and OPBA. If you've read, I haven't read this book in such a long time. I think it's 1 Minute Millionaire or something. But he talks about, in fact, even Robert Kiyosaki, I think in some of his books, he talks about OPM. I'm sure you guys have heard of OPM, right? Other people's money. You've heard of OPM, other people's money. So today I'm going to teach you about OPS and OPBA, okay? It's a bit more specific than just other people's money. Now I'm going to narrow it down for you so that we target it specifically. So what is OPS? Let's start a little bit back. before I come to OPS. Let's turn a little bit back. Some of you, I don't know if there's anyone in this program right now who still has a full-time job, maybe one or two people, but all of us, the point doesn't matter really. But what matters is this, all of us, at some point in our lives, we had jobs, right? We had jobs where we were getting salaries every month. It was guaranteed to land in your account. Of course, it was such a great thing when that happened. Provided that you can get to your salary before all the creditors take all the money, right? You know, before they take all the money. Let me not laugh because it's not funny. It's reality. So we all had salaries at some point. And of course, those salaries were our salaries and we could do as we please with them. Like I said, provided that we can get to that money before the creditors took all of it and left nothing for you. Now, I want to introduce a different idea based just on that concept of our own salaries that we used to get when we had our nice jobs. What if I can tell you that you can actually get access to other people's salaries? Would that be a revolutionary idea? Probably not, right? But guys, even if you don't have a salary of your own, you can inject cash flow into your business by accessing legally accessing other people's salaries. In fact, not that you will access these salaries, other than the fact that people will actually give you access to their salaries. Let me explain. You see, everybody, let's really break the thing down into the most basic components of why people earn money, right? People are tired, in case you haven't noticed, people are tired of working hard every day in jobs they hate, with people they don't like, to earn money, to pay bills, and buy things they don't need to impress other people. And it's usually people they don't even like that they are trying to impress, and people they don't even know, those people on Facebook, right? Because everybody wants to improve. Everybody's life is perfect on Facebook. But guess what? It gets old. It gets tiring. People are tired of working in jobs they hate every single day with people they don't like, with bosses they can't stand, to earn money, to buy things they don't need, to impress people they don't even like and people they don't even know who are just randoms on social media, and keep doing that all the time. People are sick of that. What people are looking for right now is the other way. What people are looking for right now is the other way. They wake up every morning and they say, there's gotta be a better way than this. There's gotta be another way. I can't keep doing this. There's gotta be another way. Some of us said that 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, last year, and quit our jobs to start these businesses. Only to find, of course, the jeepers. Whoa, what did I get myself into? This thing is worse, at least financially. It's worse than working and being guaranteed a salary, because it's like being a hunter. If you don't hunt and kill, you don't eat as an entrepreneur. Now, but there are people who are still at work, who are earning guaranteed salaries, who are looking for the other way, but they don't have the gumption to quit and do what you are doing. They don't have the gumption and the opportunity perhaps, and the timing is not perfect perhaps, for them to quit to do this. But they would love to benefit from what we are doing. They would love to get the benefit of having the other way. Maybe not full time, not fully, at least not fully like you and I are doing, but even in a small way. Even in a small way, they would be prepared. Let me put it to you this way. They would be prepared because they're looking for a way of creating wealth on the side, because the salary is not wealth, as you guys know. They're looking for another way to put some of their money aside. so that they can use that as an investment that works passively for them. Majority of these people are very cautious, for good reason, of course, for good reason, which means their money sits where? In the bank. Their money sits in the bank earning minimal interest. Some of these people, to your shock, and to my shock, when I found this out 15 years ago, was it 13 years ago? I think 13 years ago, in 2007, when I was trying to raise money, losing my mind. I was so shocked to find that I had so many friends who had cash, like who had over 100,000 rand in their bank accounts. You know, this was an epiphany for me that I had friends who actually had cash sitting in their bank accounts that they were saving for something to invest in the future. But they don't go around. They were not coming to me to tell me that, hey, see, I'm saving, I've got all this money. Until I went to them to tell them what I was doing, to tell them what I needed, and the opportunity I had within the business. And they were like, would it be okay? Would you mind if I can just put a little bit in there with you? Would you mind if I could put maybe 20K, just 20,000 Rand there with you, or 10,000 Rand there with you in what you're doing? They asked me. All of a sudden, this started adding up. So what does this look like? And how have I done this before? So what I did, when I discovered this, I started, you know, using it a number of times in the past, whereby, in fact, I've even used it for books, for printing my books, and for other projects. So what I would do, I would identify a project in the business and say, you know what, for the next year or 2 years, I'm going to be doing this project. And then I would work out what this project would need. Let's just say this project needs about 200,000. Then I would say, you know what if I can bring in 20 friends? And I want you to listen to me carefully now, okay? Because if you miss this, you may go in a completely wrong direction. I want you to listen to me carefully. So I said, what if I could bring 20 friends as an example, or 10, let's just say 10 friends to simplify things, 10 friends to bring in just 20,000 Rand each. To what? What are they bringing the money to? They're not bringing the money as an investment in my business. Let me underline, they are not bringing the money as an investment in my business. But what they're doing, they're investing in a project. They're investing in a project, which means what? Which means they are not shareholders in my business. But what they're participating in is a project. Let's use a book. Let's just say I've got a new book that's coming out. I want to publish this book, print books, and I want to raise 200,000 for this book. I'm going to use a calculator here so that we've got real numbers. So I've got these people, they come here, there are 10 of them, they all put 20K each. What's the deal? What deal am I giving them? The deal I'm giving them is that, look, if you give me 20K right now, give it to me to keep for 1 year. You're not going to get anything from me in terms of this money for a year, but a year from now, you will get all your money back plus a return on investment, or should we call it interest? Let's just call it, to be fancy, return on investment of about 20%, right? So what does that look like? Let's just calculate that in terms of just the big number. The 200K. So what is 20% of 200? It's 40,000, right? So I know that a year from now, this 200,000 will have to go back as 240K. So what do I do with that money? Let me tell you what I do. I've already calculated that I've got a year to leverage this money, which means I'm not gonna eat this money for groceries and buying cars or anything crazy like that. It's all going to be implemented in the business where it generates return many times over throughout the 12 months. So I would work out that, you know what, with this 200,000, I can actually turn this into a million rand. Let's just be realistic for most people here. Let's just say I would work out what can I do with this 200,000 that would make it 500,000 in 12 months? Remember, this is other people's salaries, other people's money. Oh, by the way, let me tell you what OPS and OPBA are, because I'm already in it. OPS, obviously you got that, other people's salaries. OPBA is other people's bank accounts, because that's where this money is already sitting. People you already know, they've got it sitting there in their bank account. So I would calculate, what can I do with this 200K that could turn it into 500,000 in a year? What can I do? In the case of a book, for instance, I know that I would publish the book, I would print X number of books, right? Let's just say for 100,000, I can print about 5,000 books. That's just half of the money, by the way. For 100,000, I can print 5,000 books at what? At 20 rand a copy. Did you know how that's how cheap it is to print books? So I've got 5,000 books, right? I'm using my own example. You could do this for anything, guys. So I've got 5,000 books and I sell each book for 200 rand. Yes, you can actually print books for 20 rand. But again, let's make it really simple. Let's just say I'll sell books for 100 rand. So let's go 5,000 times 100. In case you are also calculating, that's already 500,000. Just from one print run. But of course, you don't make money when you print books. You make money when you do what? When you sell the damn things. So then the next step is, how am I going to sell these 5,000 books? In my case, most of my books are sold before I even write them, because I target corporates and I try to sell my books in bulk orders, where I sell 100 books per order, 500 books per order. To who? To corporates, because corporates have this thing called learning and development. They're always looking for ways to educate their employees. If you can show them that your book has information that could benefit their employees, they'll buy it. But again, you guys don't, I wanna tell you real examples of how I've done this. But what about your business? So for your business, depending on what it is you sell, right? You already have the first 100K here that you've invested in the production of the thing. You know what I would do with the rest of the, with the bulk of the money? I would do what I already do in my company. I would advertise. I would run ads on Facebook and online ads. Right now, every week, I'm spending between 4,000 and 10,000 rand on advertising. As I'm talking to you, I'm not telling you stories. I can show you my Facebook account, my business account. I'm not on Facebook because I don't post. I don't do any of the things that normal people do. I only go there to advertise, to go get customers. Okay, and I pay. You know, they say if you are not paying to play, you are the product. So anybody who's on Facebook who's not paying by advertising, they are the product that Facebook is selling to me. Okay, I bet you guys didn't know that. So what I would then do, I would spend the rest of that money slowly on advertising week in and week out. So right now, for instance, if I spend 10,000 rand on Facebook, do you know how many leads I get? I get between 800 and 1,200 leads. If I just sell 50 of those people something for 5,000 rand, let me just calculate that for you. If I just sell 50 of those people something for 5,000 rand in a week, do you know how much that is? It's 250,000 rand. From how much? From 10,000 rand of advertising. Crazy, I know. But now let's really make it crazy simple. Let's just say I've spent 10,000, I got 1,000 leads from Facebook. And then I just sold 50 of those people something for 1,000 rand. 1,000 rand, 50 of them out of 1,000, just 50. That's 50,000 from 10,000 rand in advertising. Can you see the return on actually buying customers? So as business people, there are many lessons in what I'm sharing today. Another lesson is that stop believing this whole thing of don't pay to get customers. You know, oh, you must always get free traffic, free leads. That stuff will take you forever to build a company. When you can pay to acquire customers in bulk, and you've got a system where you can sell them things, you will do well. I know that a lot of you probably thinking, but Tia, I get the lesson here of getting money from people who need something, who need a return, who need to invest in something, but I don't know how I could do that in my business. Well, if you've got that question, why don't you send me that? Why don't you send me what do you think you could do with your business right now? Just send, say, yeah, you know, if I could do this, this is what I think I can do. How can I make it work? Because I'd like us to unpack that on these sessions. Because I want you guys to find a way to integrate these ideas with what you are already doing in your business. You know, it's pointless being having all these money goggles, but then when people give you their money, you are stuck. You're like a deer caught in the headlights. Now you've got 200,000, you're like, what do I do now? Because, and you made a promise to people that a year from now, they'll get 20% return on that money, which is more than what they would get anyway, if they kept it in the bank, which was a no-brainer for them. So I want you then to send me, what would you do if you made a list of 20 people and you went to them and they agreed? What project would you bring them onto in your business? And let me then advise you, if you need my advice, I don't want to assume that you do, let me advise you how I would take your project and leverage it in this way. So that's number one. So you have no excuse. You can't say, well, I don't know how I'm going to use this. I'm saying, bring it to me. Let's unpack it together. That's one. Number two, part of the challenge today is that I want you to make a list. Who do you know? And guys, do not judge a book by its cover. Eh? Do not judge a book by its cover. Because in your mind, there are people in your life right now, you think there's no way so-and-so could have money in their account. There's no way so-and-so could have money in their account. You will be surprised. I am telling you that I was. Because you don't know what's in people's accounts, all right? So what I want you to do, make a list. Who, if you had an exciting project right now in your business, who would you go to say, hey, come, partner with me in this project. This is the deal. You put 20, the beauty of something like this is that people will not feel like skeptical. You know how the Forex people, I'm sorry if any of you is a Forex person or Bitcoin and all of that. The problem is that a lot, and those things are legit, by the way, not necessarily what people sell. Forex is a legit thing, you know, as you know, it's foreign exchange. Big banks do it and whatever. I'm not saying what people are doing on social media is legit because I don't know. But ordinary people are very skeptical of those guys. Here's why. Because there's no real proof of. People can fake all of those screenshots and those accounts. Look what I made, blah, blah. And besides, people don't understand that thing. So it's pointless trying to convince someone who doesn't actually understand what you're talking about. In this case, a project, for instance, if I'm writing a book, they will actually see that, oh, here's the book I'm working on. And here's how this thing is going to make money. And people are not going to be jealous, by the way, that of the fact that you are going to make a lot of money. They know that you are a business person. So I can actually show people that my book is actually going to make me R1 million in less than 2 years. They're okay with that. The only thing they're interested in is what will my 20K make? My 20K will bring me 20%? I'm in, okay? I wanna be part of that. So people are not gonna say, why are you making so much money? Why am I making less? Why? Because they know this is your business. You will be implementing all of this stuff. So people are not jealous of you for making money. They would rather be part of that journey with you, okay? Again, if you've got an issue there but I don't know what I would say, well, bring it here, because I really just don't want you guys to walk around saying, oh, but these ideas, and you don't know how to implement them. So let me use your case, your business as a case study here in the program on how I would break that down, how I would communicate it to people so that you've got some kind of a framework to do that. It's 1 o'clock, guys, which means time up. You've got two things to do, simple. You're gonna listen to this, of course, again. You're gonna put a list together of all the people in your life that you could actually go and invite to be part of a project you wanna work on or that you're working on that they can be part of. What an opportunity for them, wow. Number two, if you feel a bit stuck, you're not sure, geez, yeah, what would I do? What would that project be for me? This is what I'm thinking. I just don't know how to package it. Bring it here. We'll use you as a case study so that other people in the group can have an example of a real case of these. So bring these, talk to me, guys. Write to me, send these things to me so that I can use your example as a case study here for your benefit and for the whole group's benefit. That's it, guys. Done for the day. Take care of yourselves and have a great week ahead. Take care. I'm out. Bye-bye.